Let up and light up a Camel. Smokers find that Camel's costlier tobaccos are soothing to the nerves. Here comes the Camel Caravan with Benny Goodman and the world's greatest swing band. The doors of the Camel Hot Club are wide open, and it's meeting time for swing fans from coast to coast. And meeting time means music by Benny Goodman, words by Johnny Mercer. Now, while you're swinging out with Benny Goodman, we'd like to say just a word of appreciation to you club members, you smokers who have made this show possible. You are the final judges of tobacco quality, and you've made Camel the largest selling cigarette in the world. So thanks, folks, and let up and light up a Camel. All right, Prez, take it.
Well, club members, now that Harry Holcomb has sort of rolled up the rugs, this is your president, Benny Goodman. We're using the Earl Theater in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. We're going to get broke tonight.
We're using the Earl Theater in Philadelphia for our clubhouse tonight. About 4,000 Pennsylvania members.
Bluff.
A dollar.
A dollar. You think I better continue this program?
Keep it up.
About 4,000 Pennsylvania members have turned up for the meeting. And here's Johnny Mercer with our agenda. Start agending, Johnny.
Well, yes, sir, Mr. President. The Entertainment Committee has cooked up a kind of a Philadelphia pepper pot. And it looks mighty tasty. There's plenty of solid Goodman swing in it, spiced with a ditty or two from Martha Tilton, and a dash of jam from the Goodman Quartet.
So we're all in the soup together, huh, Johnny?
We are, Benny, and floating around on top is the fluff box, as you already know. Yawning for half a dollar every time we jump a word or fluff a line. So I vote we jump or fluff right into our first number. It's a tune Benny introduced to you at club meeting a few weeks ago. And now it's a bestseller. Undecided now. Now, let's see whether you Philadelphia branch members are familiar with our most popular club rule. Who keeps club members informed of what's new and good? Meaning you, Benny.
That's what I gather, John. Well, this time I heard a song. It was new and it was good. It was written by two of our charter members up in Utica, New York. Bobby Henderson and Kay Parker. They call it Home in the Clouds, and I really think it's going to be a big hit. So here it is with Martha Tilton to sing a chorus.
Clouds with you. We'll have no need for sandals. The sky will be our floor. The stars will be our sandals that twinkle through our door. That's my dream of a home in the clouds with you. While the man in the moon scatters silver over the sky, we can hum any tune, make each song a sweet lullaby. Among our prized possessions, we'll have a radio to broadcast our confessions to folks on earth below. That's my dream of a home in the clouds with you.
Next in the order of proceedings, a tune Father Crosby sang in Paris Honeymoon.
Say, by the way, John, did you hear Bing last week? He got tied up in one of those $10 words of his, and he asked anybody in the audience if they had a fluff box.
So the invention's catching on, is it? Okay, I vote we fluff along into Sweet Little Headache, with Martha singing the word for us. Give, Prexy.
Have a good mind to spank you, then thank you for all you've done. You're a sweet little headache, full of quaint little schemes. But when I should forget you, I let you disturb my dreams. I thought I could hold my own with you, but you've got me all perplexed. Here I am alone with you, and what are you gonna do next? You're a sweet little headache. If you turn out that way, what a sweet little heartache you'll turn out to be someday.
You've probably heard that grand song by Peter DeRose and Mitchell Parrish called Deep Purple. You know, when the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the night. Well, here are Lionel Hampton and Teddy Wilson joining Buddy and Benny in the Goodman Quartet's own Deep Purple Dream.
Thank you.
By the sound of that applause, President Goodman, I'd say the clubhouse is full up to standing room only. In fact, we might say there's hardly room to swing a hep cat.
Well, maybe, John, but our cats are going to swing. And the title is Hold Tight.
Roses are red and violets are blue. Here's Martha Tilton to sing for you. How do you like that, Martha? I made it up out of my own head.
It's pretty, Johnny, but Valentine's Day is nearly through.
Don't quibble, young lady. You heard your cue.
Could be that yellow moon is just a toy balloon and not that yellow moon at all. Could be that angel face is something out of space and not that angel face I love. Could be this heart of mine is just a valentine and not this heart of mine at all. Could be a dream I see, but if you're asking me, could be I'm in love, could be.
St. Valentine holds sway in Philadelphia. So as the natives say, wouldst be?
Wouldst be?
I goeth to the store and buyeth cards galore to droppeth at thy door.
Wouldst be?
What doth be? I sendeth thee my face all framed in paper lace to try and get some place with thee.
Thought it's some design, some comic valentine.
Couldst be. Why, join right in, Mr. Goodman.
Couldst be that talk of thine, that seem a corny line, in 1939.
Couldst be.
Couldst be. Why dost thou need revive something that not's alive? I doth not dig that jive.
Couldst be?
Couldst be.
Well, look out.
He hath a modern rep. Ye both shouldst keep in step ere all the cats get hip to thee.
Why, definitely.
Yes, Johnny, I pray thee listen, Gage, while we elucidate how this thing called swing couldst be.
And so we steam away from Philadelphia, but you just say when,
and we'll be back again.
Could be.
Now, Johnny, it's time to take down, wrap up, and send out a special for the Hot Clubs of America.
It is, Prexy, but I vote we label the package dynamite. And I advise you, Goodman, for president voters in the Hot Clubs from coast to coast, to hold everything. Because again, this week, Benny's giving you, I sent for you, yes, did he.
Club members, if you'll all be good enough to just keep your fingers in your ears a moment, I'll ask Johnny Mercer how much the fluff box collected tonight.
Now cheer up, Benny. We only made 2 fluffs tonight.
You mean so far?
Well, don't put ideas in my head. Anyway, the total in the kitty is now $9.
I'll most likely add to that, John, when I tell the club members that we'll be visiting Newark, New Jersey, beginning on Friday. If you're going to be in the neighborhood, look us up. And in any case, we hope to have you with us again next Tuesday night. Till then, this is Benny Goodman saying goodnight for Camels and all the gang.
And this is Johnny Mercer, a fugitive from the Fluffbox gang. I think that's a half a fluff right there. Inviting you to drop into the club as usual next Tuesday. Oh, yes, and I want to tell the members of our Newark branch that President Goodman will be looking forward to seeing you all at the Schubert Theater. Till then, so long and good luck.
Next Monday night over these same stations, Eddie Cantor's Camel Caravan rolls in. So make it a Monday night date, too. Harry Holcomb speaking.
This is for men only, for pipe smokers only. If you're not already smoking it, then by all means try the National Joy Smoke. Yes, sir, I mean Prince Albert and nothing else. For there isn't any other tobacco like Prince Albert. Choice ripe pipe tobacco, specially cut to smoke slow, cool, and mellow. Extra mild because the bite is taken out. So full of rich, tasty goodness that, well, there's joy in every pipe load when you get Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.